Good morning.
Yo, yo, yo.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you. I'm all dressed up in my underwear.
Woo!
Yes.
Hey, that makes four of us.
Sexy.
Oh, my God. I wish I was in the room with you.
Hey, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we have a special friend on the phone. He's actually going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana, if you listen to us, at Helium Comedy Club tonight and this weekend. Please welcome to the show, Bob Saget.
Bob Saget! Woo! Yes!
Guys, I love applause in the morning.
Isn't that how you always wake up, Bob?
I'll send pictures.
Yes! Please do.
So how's it going, man? What's going on with you, Bob?
It's good. I'm in a busy camper. I've been doing this show that airs tonight called Nashville Squares on CMT, a brand new show. And it premieres with two episodes at 8 o'clock tonight, and then it's going to be on for like 10 weeks.
I'm so pumped for this, Bob. Who are in some of the squares?
Oh, it's really funny. I mean, Tanya Tucker's in the middle a lot of times. She's amazing. She's a legend. And Marie Osmond, so it's not, you know. And then a lot of comedians I always love. Bill Ingvall and Melissa Peterman and Fortune Feimster and Lonnie Love. But then, you know, it's got people that are big country stars like Dina Carter. And it's comedians, it's Ty, what's his name, our home repair guy that everybody's in love with.
Ty Burrell?
Is that his name?
Pennington? With the spikes?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Did he have a megaphone, too? It's like, Bob, my answer is this!
Yeah, because engines are always running. And he's always cutting something with saws. He's a good guy. He's everybody. What's funny is half the people are able to drink and the other half don't. Because they probably went to rehab like smart people. But
just like this show. It's great.
It's like, it's Hollywood Squares with booze in Nashville. And there's no script, so I just screw around, which is really fun. But stand-up is kind of the reason. I mean, that's the reason I'm in Indy. So tonight there's two shows at Helium, and tomorrow there's two shows at Helium. And I don't... First one's sold out tomorrow, but I don't do a lot of... clubs. I've been on a theater tour, but I got to come up with a new hour for a new special, and the only way to do that is good clubs. And Helium's a wonderful club. I play the one in Portland a lot, so I'm excited. I'm bringing my buddy Mike Young, who's single, so just keep that in mind, everybody.
Mackenzie's single, so
I
there
am.
You go.
There you go. You're going to want to see him. He's the whole actor, Single Mike. So he used to write on Entourage. That's how I met him.
Bob, I actually saw you.
I'm looking him up right now.
Bob, I actually saw you at the Helium Comedy Club in Portland. I used to work there like 3-4 years ago, and I just wanted.
Are you kidding me?
No, for instance, when we interviewed you last time, we were talking about how I have a problem where I chafe. And the suggestion...
Oh, I remember this.
You remember this?
Hold on, Bob. I don't remember this because Porkchop's new to our show. He used to work on another show with, actually, Mackenzie. They both used to be in Portland.
Yeah, we came from the West Coast. We were out in Portland, Oregon together, and we went to Helium a lot.
So explain this Porkchop for everybody.
Okay, so I've got this issue where I gain a lot of weight, lose a lot of weight, gain a lot of weight, lose a lot of weight, and I chafe a lot because my second job, I'm a server. And we asked Bob if he had any suggestions on how to stop the chafing. And he said, when I get out of the shower, I need to blow dry my male genitalia area. And Bob, life-changing, I haven't chafed in 3 years.
You changed this man's life, Bob.
Well, you know, a blow dryer is magic. And I like that you said my male genitalia, inferring that there's other ones available as well. So
just wanted to verify that.
Yeah, it sounds like you're kind of a centipede. You might have many, many things going on down there, which... I also say talcum powder is very good, although they're recalling that.
You may not want to rub that on you. Hey, Bob, just wondering, hopefully you're doing okay, but did we see something where you had to evacuate your house because all the fires that are happening out in California? Are you okay?
I'm fine. All's good. I was very lucky, very, very lucky. There's some smoke damage and some ash, but people lost their homes, you know, like 11, 12 people, but I was spared. I haven't been back in the house, so I don't know if it smells like his nether regions, you know, blow dried, but it's scary as, you know, hell. You can't breathe the air, you know, when fires do. So And there goes my second home that I have in the middle of the Brazilian forest. I don't know why I bought home there.
You're going everywhere. It's burning. Hey, if you had to, Bob, like, thank God I didn't, but, like, what's one thing you would grab from your place to take with you if you could save it?
I did it. I grabbed my wife. That was the only
one. That was so nice.
It was sweet. Well, she was yelling passports, and she was right. And I got one can of asparagus because I can't live without it. So.
And I hear when you have some asparagus, then go pee, it actually is more flame retardant, so that's good.
Well, that was actually the truth. You could put a fire out with it. Mel Brooks, the great Mel Brooks,
yes.
Millennials have to Google, but he made, you know, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, he's a brilliant comedian. He said, as the 2013-year-old man, again, everybody has to Google what I'm saying now. He said, you know, I don't know what to do after I eat asparagus and I make number one. It's such a nutty flavor. And
that's
just
that's
very
exactly
odd
how
that
he talks
it a flavor.
Hey, are you? What's going on with Fuller House?
Fuller House, I have one more to do in a couple weeks. I do one gig next weekend, and then the week after is the last Fuller House that we'll shoot, which is emotional, you know.
Yeah.
The girls, ladies, women, Candace is 40. I can't believe it. They did a great job, and... So the first nine will air at the end of the year, and the second nine will air the beginning of next year.
I love it. And then I have
another show. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say I love it because I grew up with Full House, and then my little girl, who's nine, is obsessed with Fuller House. So it's very cool you guys did that.
It's amazing. This is really strange. I did Access Hollywood yesterday, and a young girl came up to me, and she – oh, not yesterday, the day before. I can't remember. It was on yesterday. And this young girl came up, and she was, I don't know, must have been 9, 8. And she's crying and shaking because she's meeting me. And this isn't like, you know, it's not like I did anything wrong. You know, I'm a good person. So, you know, this isn't like sense memory of these terrible people we hear about. And this is all bad taste. Sorry. So she's so excited to meet me. And then she said, would you sign this? And I sign it. And I take a picture with her, and she goes, you're my favorite on Full and Fuller House. I watch every episode you've ever done, and I love your TikTok.
Yes!
Now, listeners, I want you to know that's not a metaphor for something. It's not a soup.
You got to be down with the TikTok
these
days. Yeah,
Pork Chop, when he got out of the shower, he blow-dried his TikToks.
Oh, no.
That's his Tic Tac.
More accurate, yeah.
Hey, I've already shared my nudes with the show, so they know I'm blessed, Bob.
Oh, that's
no.
Wonderful.
I would say Bob is accurate.
I'm glad my stuttering paid off. At least I had something at the end of that. but the girl was so sweet. And the Tic Tac, people don't know, it's an app. You got to go on there. It's just entertainment, unless you're looking at some stuff on there that's not.
Oh, yeah. No, my 9-year-old is on it 24/7.
TikTok is like the new Vine. It is like the social media app you have to be on.
I didn't like Vine. I don't like something that fast paced and everybody's all acting all animated. I act in real life and do it for a living. So it's like, but TikTok is different because it's just playful. It's just you can. You're almost not doing karaoke. You know, it's like, it's the opposite of karaoke.
I love the TikTok. Everybody loves it. Hey, so one more time, where can we're going to see you at Helium. So tonight and tomorrow.
Exactly. And tonight and tomorrow's, tonight's two shows. And I would recommend the late show on a Friday night. That's always a good one to make sure you get seats because it's probably going to sell out quick. And then, also tomorrow night, of course, two shows. And Helium is located, I don't know, it's how far is it from downtown?
Oh, it's right downtown. I've been there twice already. It just opened a couple months ago, like over the spring.
Yeah, it's one of the nicest places I've been to for a comedy show. I love it.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to go there. I'm only doing that, and then next week I'm going to Phoenix, also the nicest club there, which is called Stand Up Live. But the other thing I got coming on, in the winter spring, ABC told me I could say, I said, when's the show going to air? The Videos After Dark, my adult version of a video show where I'm getting bleeped and the kids are, I'm hosting, I did all the voices again, look out, you know, that crap. And my crotch, you know, things like that. And And that thing airs in the winter, spring, they told me. And I said, well, what are you on, Game of Thrones?
Winter, be more vague. Winter.
Exactly. But they're just finding a perfect spot because it's hard because it's a 9 or 10 o'clock show. It can't go on early because of the content. And
right.
So it's a really an adult show. It's an adult, silly show. It's fifth adult, meaning 14 and up, you know.
All right. Oh, I can't wait for that.
Which is Porkchop's dating age, he prefers.
Hey.
So.
Oh, Porkchop, I'm proud of you. I really am. You've done well. I've helped you.
Yeah, you really affected his life.
Yeah, I'd like to bless you for Passover.
he's going to put you down as a reference
I don't have the cred to do it. But how's the weather? Do I need to, is it good?
It's been kind of
cold. I haven't looked out my window.
On Halloween, it was raining and
drizzling.
Like
40.
And a little bit of snow
and
flurries.
We had like snow flurries. Nothing stuck, but it was miserable.
So layer up, I would say.
All right. That's how I am right now. Yeah. Perfect. I'm wrapped like a biscuit.
Yeah, baby.
What do I feel like? We're going to be like, hey, Bob, cancel the show.
Butter your biscuit.
No. Go and check out Bob Saget tonight and tomorrow at Helium Comedy Club.
The shows are 7:30 and 10 tonight and tomorrow night, but the 7:30 show for tomorrow night is already sold out, so hurry up and get your tickets.
Hey, Bob, thank you so much for taking the time out to hop on the show. We look forward to seeing you at Helium.
You're the man.
We too. Can you guys come? I'll payola you guys right in. You remember, in old radio, they always used to give gifts, you know, like refrigerators and stuff. But I can get you a ticket. Can't get you a refrigerator.
No, I would love to go. My wife and I would love to go.
Tell Mike Young that I'm coming for him.
Perfect. You can't bring your 9-year-old. That's the only thing. I'm sorry.
It's a babysitter night. Babysitter night for sure.
And I'm not as dirty as I was. I hope I don't disappoint. I'm just trying to
be dirty.
Well, I'm trying to be poignant. I'm trying to be funny. I'm definitely funny because I'm confident about that. You know?
Yeah. Right. I can't wait.
I love the dirty Bob.
Okay, I'll be filthy.
Okay.
All right, Bob Saget, thank you so much for hopping on Joe and McKenzie this morning.
Thank you. I'll miss you all day.
Love you.